Let's talk about practice, and then about the one page you'll keep taped next to your monitor for the rest of your time on the floor. Do these drills with a partner before you ever go live, and come back to them every month after that. Reading this manual will not make you good on the phone. Saying the words out loud, badly, 40 times in a row is what makes you good on the phone. There's no shortcut around repetition. Start with the opener, cold. Stand up. Say your opener out loud 20 times without looking at anything, no notes, no script in front of you. Have your partner interrupt you at random points by asking, "What is this about?" Keep going anyway. The goal isn't to give a perfect answer to the interruption. The goal is for your opener to survive being interrupted at all, because on a real call, it will be. Next is the gatekeeper gauntlet. Your partner plays the front desk and switches to a different gatekeeper style each time you run it. Your job is to get to a named decision maker, or at minimum, lock in a specific callback time. Run through all 14 gatekeeper blocks from earlier in the manual. Don't skip to ones that feel repetitive. That repetition is the whole point. Third is discovery only. Set a timer for 10 minutes and have a conversation where you are completely forbidden from describing your product. Not a sentence, not a feature, nothing. You may only ask questions. Most reps find this drill genuinely difficult, and that difficulty is the lesson. It shows you exactly how much you've been leaning on talking instead of listening. Fourth is objection rapid fire. Your partner reads objections in random order, and you have to respond within 3 seconds each time. Don't aim for a polished, perfectly worded answer here. Aim for not freezing. Run 20 of them back to back. Fifth is the silence drill. Ask for the business, then go completely silent for a full 10 seconds. Have your partner time it on a clock. Almost every new rep physically cannot sit in that silence at first. They'll rush to fill it. Practice this one until you can hold the quiet without flinching. Sixth is the hostile call. Your partner is rude, dismissive, and keeps interrupting you. Your only job is to exit the call gracefully within 30 seconds, without arguing back and without apologizing more than once. Then, and this is the real drill, immediately dial the next call with completely normal, upbeat energy. That reset, going from a bad call straight into a fresh one with no residue, is the actual skill being trained here. Seventh is recording review. Record yourself on a real call with whatever disclosure is legally required where you're dialing. Listen back to it the next day and just count how many seconds did you talk versus how many seconds did they talk. If you talked more than the prospect did, that is the single most important thing to fix before you touch anything else. Now, on top of those seven, there are 6 drills built specifically around the EdenOS script, and you run these on certification day, right on top of the base drills, not instead of them. The first is the cold open. You get 12 seconds from hello. The instructor plays a distracted plumbing owner his between jobs. You passive, you stay calm and detach. Land the status frame and earn the right to ask your first question. No pitching, no rushing. The second is the gatekeeper gate. An office manager answers and tells you the owner is out on a roof. A peer plays their protective gatekeeper. You pass if you stay low-key, never lie about who you are, and walk away with the name in a real callback window log. The third is the question ladder. The owner admits they miss some calls after hours. A peer plays an owner who answers only exactly what's asked, nothing more. You need to go 5 questions deep, all the way to consequence. What happens if nothing changes? Before you say a single word about Eden, and hit that downswing tone on the key question. The fourth is the software wall. The owner says they already have Service Titan. The instructor plays a proud, invested software owner. You pass by agreeing first, then asking who actually sits at that screen at 9 at night, and reclosing on the demo without ever bashing the competitor. The fifth is the price flinch. The owner heard the number from somewhere. 25 grand a month. A peer plays that sticker shocked owner. He passed by stating the price plainly, never discounting it, never apologizing for it, reframing it against the loaded cost of a desk employee who sleeps at night, and then asking for the demo, because the demo itself costs nothing to hear. And the sixth is the 5 asks gauntlet. You're up against a polite serial refuser. Every single answer is a soft no. The instructor plays that not right now, owner. You pass by finding five genuinely distinct closes, agreeing before every one of them, keeping your tone lighter than theirs the whole way through, never repeating yourself, and never arguing. Now for the quick reference card itself. Print it. Keep it where you can see it while you dial. The seven stages of a call, in order. Connect, permission, discover, position, handle, close, confirm. The objection formula, in order, acknowledge, isolate, reframe, and then re-ask that same small thing again. The four discovery questions you always have in your pocket. How are you handling this area right now? What's the most frustrating part of that? What does that end up costing you? And if that were fixed, what would it be worth? Your universal escape hatches. For when a call goes sideways, can I ask, is that about this or more about that? Fair enough. One question and then I'll let you go. Is that a never or a not right now? And I'd rather have a real no than a maybe. The five things you can never do under any circumstance. Lie about who you are or who you work for. Ignore a removal request. Keep selling after a clear no. Promise something you can't actually deliver. And absorb abuse just to keep a call alive. Most of your calls will end in nothing. That's the job. It isn't a verdict on you. Dial the next one. And finally, the Eden quick facts to keep on that same card. The price is $25,000 a month. Publish, non-negotiable. You never discount it and you never apologize for it. The tagline, Eve picks up, Adam follows up, one schedule, one customer history, and both of them always disclose their AI whenever they're asked. Your close is the demo, never the $25,000 itself. Here your phone's answered. A demo number goes live in their own company's name, and they get to call it like one of their own customers would. And the website to hand off, once and only once, that demo is booked, is stayelite.com.